This news update is being brought to you by the Agri Valley Services and AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb Region. Agri Valley Services is your provider for better internet and tech support at your home or business. Look to the AVS Tech Team for PC repair, maintenance, and networking services. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and another look at your news for this hour. An explosion during an outdoor fire gathering in Saginaw over the weekend left two teens severely injured. An 11-year-old was also injured. Initial investigations by Saginaw fire officials suggest the gasoline was used to ignite it, but the exact cause of the explosion still remains unclear. Saginaw's fire marshal emphasized the dangers in an interview with TV5 of using accelerants and stressed the importance of proper fire safety measures. One of the injured teenagers, a 13-year-old Riley Shoemaker, suffered extensive third-degree burns covering 80% of his body. Due to the severity of his injuries, he was airlifted from Saginaw out to C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. Despite the medical team's best efforts, Riley remains in critical condition, with his prognosis remaining grim. His family, facing unimaginable stress and challenges, has initiated a GoFundMe campaign to alleviate the financial burden of medical expenses, lodging, and travel costs. As authorities continue to investigate the incident, residents are reminded to prioritize safety when engaging in outdoor activities, especially during the warmer months when outdoor fires are more common. In rural areas like Huron County and other Thumb areas, ensuring safe drinking water from private wells is crucial, as they aren't routinely tested like public supplies. The Huron County Health Department advises regular testing following Michigan Department of Health and Human Services recommendations, especially for water used in drinking, cooking, or mixing infant formula. Testing for bacteria and nitrate with arsenic, copper, and lead tests every 3 to 5 years will help identify potential problems and ensuring water quality. Residents are urged to conduct routine testing on their own through local health departments or certified labs, adhering closely to instructions and opting for a partial chemistry test for comprehensive insights into water quality. Military officials say the remains of a 17-year-old soldier from Michigan who was killed in the Korean War in 1950 have been identified and will be buried in his home state. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency announced on Tuesday that U.S. Army Private First Class Thomas A. Smith's remains were identified by military scientists. The agency says Smith, who is from Grant, Michigan, will be buried in that western Michigan city at a date that is yet to be determined. Smith was 17 years old when he was reported missing in action in August of 1950, when his unit took part in a battle at the southern end of the Korean Peninsula. We'll be back with Thumb Broadcasting and more news right after this.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. Is your business too small to have an in-house tech support person, but too complex to manage yourself? Perhaps your home IT person is your teenage neighborhood's kid. If you answer yes to either of these, then the AVS Tech Team is here to help. We're a group of certified experts who can get your tech on track. The first step is to give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our three locations in Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky for free consultation. We'll help you determine the next steps for fixing your technology woes in a cost-effective way. We can also come to you for problems that are too big to carry into the store. There's no reason to put up with touchy technology when you have the AVS Tech Team on your side. Reach out today to see how we can help. 888-282-4943 or visit our website at avstechteam.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook for special savings.
Want to advance your career? Agri Valley Communications, parent company of the AVS Tech team, is growing its team. Go to avci.net/careers to learn more.
Join the AVS Tech team Tuesday, May 21st at 1:30 p.m. at Cass City's Rawson Library for a free Cybersecurity Essentials course.
And welcome back on Thumb Broadcasting. For more news, the following stories are from the Associated Press. Donald Trump's lawyers are pressing for former attorney Michael Cohen on his criminal history and past lies as they work to convince jurors not to believe the star witness's pivotal testimony in the hush money trial. Cohen was back in the hot seat today, a third day of testimony. Defense lawyers are painting Trump's fixer-turned-foe as a spurned former employee who will say whatever it takes to put the presumptive Republican presidential nominee behind bars. Cohen's cross-examination is a crucial moment for Trump's team to try to chip away at Cohen's credibility, which could determine the former president's fate in the case. Trump has pleaded not guilty and has denied any wrongdoing. House Republicans plan to deliver a rebuke to President Biden for putting a pause on a shipment of bombs to Israel that could be used in an assault on Rafah. They are voting on a bill that has practically zero chance of being enacted, but puts pressure on Democrats as it mandates delivery of the weapons. The Biden administration is seeking to discourage Israel from its offensive on the crowded southern Gaza city of Rafah. This month, it put on hold a weapons shipment of 3,500 bombs. Republicans were outraged at the move and argued it represented the abandonment of the closest U.S. ally in the Middle East. And that news update is brought to you by Agri Valley Services and the AVS Tech team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, Agri Valley Services is your provider for better internet and for tech support at your home or business. Look to the AVS Tech team for PC repair, maintenance, and networking services. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, always be sure to go to thumbnet.net.